Happy to welcome Dr. Dave Skippers. He's Vice President, Chief Academic Officer, Academic Dean at the Troy-based Walsh College, and the author of a new book called The AI Reckoning. Dr. Skippers, welcome. Paul W. Smith here in Focus.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Talk to me about all of the misconceptions about AI. I have a million of them. If you think AI is software implementation, you're lost. If you think AI is here to replace humans, you're lost. If you think AI readiness is about org charts and training plans, you're missing the point entirely. So what is AI, and tell us why you wrote the book?
All right. Well, okay, so the reason I wrote the book is that, yeah, there's a lot of misperceptions on AI right now. I know a lot of the, I'll say, a lot of the popular opinion is that AI is here to replace human beings. And I'll say there is some, you know, there's some folks that view it that way. There's clearly, I'll say, some CEOs historically who've said, hey, we're not going to hire people if we can replace them with AI and all this kind of fun stuff. But there is actually a very clear emerging trend within the data out there that CEOs are starting to realize that the sweet spot is not just bringing AI in to, I'll say, save money or increase efficiencies. It's to unlock new capabilities of pairing human workers with your AI entities as you deploy them. So what that means, I'll say there's some different versions out there, but I think the best way to describe it is you don't have to worry about being replaced by AI. You have to worry about someone, about being replaced by somebody who knows how to do your job with AI.
Ah, that's a good way to put it. So the people who are thinking that AI is coming to get their job, they're not exactly correct, but they're on the cusp of the correct thought, which is it will be people who know how to correctly, efficiently, effectively use AI that may step in and take your job.
Yeah, exactly. I'll say one of the ways that I like to describe it is, in part of what I get into in the book at the very beginning is that, you know, traditionally we've been doing business and running organizations, in essence, in the same structures and approaches we have for decades. What's starting to happen, and I'll say what some of the CEOs and other folks are starting to realize is that we've actually created how we work and how we build our processes around, in essence, I'll say the human limitations of how we can function and operate within an org. But when you bring AI in, it can actually add in additional efficiencies, but it can actually also unlock new innovations that allow us to entirely redesign how we work. So yeah, the short version to get back to that actual statement is we want people or people who are saying, hey, how do I ensure, you know, my place within the new AI economy, which I think is on its way. The way to do that is to lean in. How do I use AI? How do I use it effectively? One of the things that still, and I have consistently heard this, no matter which industry I talk to, is people who know how to do problem solving and think critically, that is still going to be needed even in the age of AI. So folks who can lean into that and then use AI to augment their abilities will actually kind of excel to the front.
Dr. Dave Skippers, his book is The AI Reckoning, and there is a, I think, probably very helpful gathering that's coming up, Humans and Machines, The AI Reckoning and Future of Work, and that's going to be Wednesday, January 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. as you'll join Walsh College for an evening of networking, learning, and discussing and discussions focused on how AI is reshaping, not replacing, the workforce. Tell me how Walsh College is on the forefront of welcoming AI in the classroom.
Yeah, I would love to do that, Paul. So what we're doing is, like, I'll say, for instance, personally, I've created a digital twin of myself. So in essence, that is an AI entity that, you know, in essence mimics and functions similar to the way that I do. It assists in the classroom, so it can help students with feedback, you know, providing additional insights. We also have AI avatars that we're actually, we are in testing phase and they're being deployed into the classroom. So what those do as well, it is an AI entity that 24/7, 365, you know, your professor might be sleeping at 3 or 4 a.m., but you can actually engage with that avatar, get assistance on the course, and it can actually help you and do things like tutoring and so on and so forth. So we are trying to be at the forefront of leading higher ed in, hey, how do we take this technology and unlock new capabilities to basically re-engineer and rebuild the learning process to move with the new capabilities.
Excellent. And so it sounds to me that students and alumni exploring careers in IT, business, emerging tech, employers and industry professionals maybe seeking to connect with talent, and even faculty and staff interested in AI's impact on business education would be the ones that would benefit greatly from this, the AI Reckoning and Future of Work Wednesday gathering, Humans and Machines, January 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. How do they get involved? How do they sign up for that?
I think if you just go straight to our website, Paul, we're also promoting it on LinkedIn as well. So there's a couple of different ways to get to that and actually do the sign up for it. It will be an on-site, so in person. So we are trying to get people to come out face-to-face and have that conversation. I will be leading a panel of different folks from industry who bring in very different views on, what do they see emerging within their industries and where do we see this going. So,
do you have any book signings coming up?
Well, I'll have some there, and I will be able to sign at that event. But I don't have anything signed up or set up right now. But thank you for asking.
All right.
As we get more information, I'll certainly put that out. So.
Well, you're talking to the radio station that has a gentleman who's a pretty successful author, and he does lots. Mitch does lots of book signings every time he has a book. So, and it's a very effective tool to market any kind of a book. So be that as it may, I'm not telling Dr. Dave Skippers what to do because I think he already knows. As vice president and chief academic officer, the academic dean, and Troy-based Walsh College, author of The AI Reckoning. Thank you, doctor. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks. Have a great holiday.
Thank you, sir, very much. As we are in Christmas week and the festivities and the family time, all of that means so much to all of us. Cherish it. Take out the phone and interview loved ones that may not be here next Christmas. Just a thought. We continue on WJR.